You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljoud. Last week, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, known as IPC, released an analysis confirming that more than 500,000 people in Gaza are trapped in famine, marked by widespread starvation, destitution, and preventable deaths. Israel's siege on Gaza is heavily restricting the flow of humanitarian aid into the Strip. Israeli forces have also turned access to aid into a death trap for the Palestinians. Anyone seeking aid is at risk of getting shot. Israel's deliberate and consistent deprivation of basic human needs has significantly increased the toll of hunger-related deaths and worsened the levels of malnutrition, especially among children. In July alone, around 12,000 children were identified as acutely malnourished. According to the World Food Program, by the end of September, more than 640,000 people in Gaza will face IPC Phase 5, which represents the most severe stage of acute food insecurity. 1.14 million people will face IPC Phase 4, and around 396,000 will face IPC Phase 3. Limited data has prevented an IPC classification in northern Gaza. However, conditions are estimated to be as catastrophic or worse than in Gaza City. Nearly 98% of cropland in the territory has become damaged or inaccessible, devastating the agricultural sector and local food production. Many Palestinians have tried fishing to feed themselves and their families, but Israeli occupation forces have banned people from even swimming off the coast, depriving them from yet another crucial food source and basic human right. On top of creating a famine in Gaza, Israel continues to target Palestinian journalists covering its offensive campaign. Earlier this week, two Israeli strikes targeted a hospital in Gaza and killed 22 people, including 6 journalists, while they were broadcasting live. That hospital was located in Khan Yunis and represented Gaza's largest functioning hospital. These journalists were Maryam Abu Dakka, Muhammad Salama, Ahmed Abu Aziz, Hossam Al-Masri, Muaz Abu Taha, and Hassan Duhan. They worked for several mainstream news agencies such as Reuters, the Associated Press, and Al Jazeera's Arabic news channel. Since the beginning of Israel's genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, journalists have been gathering in hospitals with the hopes of accessing steady internet connection, electricity, and safety. However, none of that is guaranteed or provided, as hospitals and journalists have been made a constant and significant target for Israeli forces. Reporter Abu Dakka, one of the journalists killed in the strike, who was an AP freelancer, had been documenting over the past months on the starvation and malnourishment of Palestinians in Gaza, specifically children. That being said, she was also struggling to find food for herself. At the beginning of August, Israel also killed Anas al-Sharif, a prominent Palestinian journalist, alongside several of his colleagues. The attack targeted a tent housing journalists in Gaza, set up outside the main gate of Al-Shifa Hospital. Al-Sharif was born and grew up under blockade his entire life. He made an appearance on Al Jazeera as a child during Israel's invasion of Gaza in 2008. Over the last 2 years, he continuously put his life at risk and reported extensively on the starvation, destruction, and deliberate targeting of journalists and civilians in northern Gaza. In January of this year, Al-Sharif was announcing the ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas and celebrating by taking off his protective gear helmet and press vest. The ceasefire was eventually breached by Israel and the entity resumed its bombing campaign on the people of Gaza. Al-Sharif wrote his final message back in April for it to be published in the event of his death. Here's an excerpt of what has been released. Quote, "I entrust you with Palestine, the jewel and the crown of the Muslim world, the heartbeat of every free person in this world. I entrust you with its people, with its wronged and innocent children who never had the time to dream or live in safety and peace. Their pure bodies were crushed under thousands of tons of Israeli bombs and missiles, torn apart and scattered across the walls. I urge you not to let chains silence you, nor borders restrain you. Be bridges toward liberation of the land and its people, until the sun of dignity and freedom rises over our stolen homeland. Do not forget Gaza, and do not forget me in your sincere prayers for forgiveness and acceptance." Unquote. Israel has now killed more than 62,000 Palestinians in Gaza, including more than 270 journalists and media workers. However, research shows that the death toll is estimated to be much higher than what is being reported. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hello, 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 hello! You are listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO's very own psychedelic radio broadcast program. I hope you're having a lovely Thursday, 3 p.m., and enjoyed that new segment just now. We have some wonderful tracks for you today. So, to start off the hour. So we're going to have a bit of like pretty new stuff and then a bit of pretty old stuff. So I hope you enjoy it. And beginning it off, we've got The Buyer by Callie Horse. They're a Canadian group, and they just released, it's from their EP 2099, which I played two tracks of on previous episodes of this program. And it is, it's a great EP, and it's kind of psychedelic. So I hope you enjoy it. After that, we've got a track from the brand new single by the wonderful Oakland-based Orchestra Gold. But anyway, you'll have to get to that. So I hope you enjoy. And here's The Buyer by Callie Horse.
Thank you. At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinéma Public for a lively cinema.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Hey, it's Magdalena Bay, and you're listening to CJLO on 1690 AM.
Hello, hello, hello. You're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM, and you're listening to Psychs in the 60s, this radio station's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast directly to your radio, or online, if you do it that way. So anyhow, I hope you've enjoyed the music so far. You have just heard The Buyer by Canadian group Cali Horse off their recently released EP 2099, and then the track, I'm probably butchering it, Dian Ye Kote Sa by Orchestra Gold, I believe they are Oakland based. I think I said it earlier. Amazing group, and they're putting out some kind of new album, and this is the second single, I believe, and I played the last one on a previous program. They are amazing. Go check them out if you enjoyed that track. Coming up next, we've got, the fantastic artist Blood Orange released an album called Essex Honey just pretty recently, and this is the track called Countryside off it. It's got a bunch of features. Eva Tolkien, Liam Benz, I can't read it all. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this fantastic track, and yeah.
I see. Pour nous deux, le ciel pleurait. Les gouttelettes, j'ai compté. Un jour, te rêverai-je. Et sous le ciel changeant, tu laissais parler l'enfant. Et maintenant, solitaire, en secret, je fais un petit sourire. De ta beauté, elles ont rêvé. Maintenant, l'herbe prend les paris. Te veux à ses côtés. Jamais tu ne céderas. Mais sens-tu mon besoin ici-bas? Un peu plus de ton cœur, juste un peu. Juste un petit peu. Juste un petit peu. Dans mon ventre intérieur. Un peu plus.
Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio broadcast program. I hope you're enjoying the show. The tracks you just heard since our last talk spot, I suppose, have been Blood Orange's track Countryside with a bunch of features from the new album Essex Honey, and then two songs, not one but two, by Luna Lee from her fantastic new album, When a Thought Grows Wings, I think it's called. And yeah, so those tracks were You Don't Have to Go and then Golden Hour, French version. So, and she's a Toronto artist, although I believe she just left for LA, as many do. But weren't they great? They sure were. I'm making up your opinions for you. And so coming up next, he's got a few more new songs, a pair. Well, one very new, one like a few years old. Then we're going like way back into the past for the rest of the program. So we've got coming up next is the track Zenith by Mooch from their album from a few months back, Kin. This is the 8-minute long closing track. It's quite something. And then you may have heard, if you were listening earlier, after the ad spot, there was a little program announcement for, you know, what station you're listening to by none other than Magdalena Bay. Well, we've got a track from them coming right up after that called Wandering Eyes. They put out an album last year called Imaginal Disc that is amazing. And I think they just announced they're working on a full film for it. The music videos were elaborate and incredible, but a full movie? Wow. You know. They're really giving us something. But they really latched onto a particular sound on that album, and I think they first explored that sound on their EP called Mini Mix Volume 3. So this is one of my favorite tracks off there. But coming up first, as I said, we've got Zenith by Mooch, and I hope you really, really, really enjoy it.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, this is Brian.
And Mikey.
And Pat.
From Weezer.
And you're listening to
CJLO.
Montreal!
Hello, 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 hello. You are listening to, as Weezer just kindly told us, CJLO 1690 AM, and the program that is on at this very moment is Psychs in the 60s, CJLO's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. So the last two tracks that you just recently heard were Zenith by Mooch off their recent album, Kin. They are a Montreal act, and they recorded the album at their home studio, I believe. It's the closer. It was the long 8-minute one with a bit of silence in the middle, which got one of the people who works at the studio to come run through the door and be like, is everything going all right? And it sure is. It's just mooching. And then we played Wandering Eyes by Magdalena Bay off their Mini Mix Volume 3 EP. But now it's a new section of the program. We've moved from the newer stuff to the older things. So we're going off with a few classics, a few rarities. So starting off this segment of the broadcast, we've got Heaven by the Rolling Stones, a sort of proto dream pop song. Yeah, it's the only thing like that in their entire catalog, but it exists. And then following that, we've got The Loner by Neil Young off his Overlooked debut, self-titled debut with a beautiful cover. I hope you enjoy Heaven, The Loner, and some music after that, and are enjoying your hour and having a lovely, lovely, lovely day. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and you are listening to the program of Psychs in the 60s, CJLO's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. Now, the two tracks you just heard were Heaven by, who would have guessed, the Rolling Stones off their 1981 album Tattoo You. They certainly didn't do anything like that in the rest of their career. Who knows where they would have gone if they did? Maybe they should. I think they should. And then the track The Loner by Neil Young off his album Neil Young from 1968 or 1969, depending on which version of it you're looking at, which has maybe the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful cover arts that he ever did. The version without the text on it, I will tell you. I'm looking at it now anyway. And yeah, you could say he did a bit of psychedelia there. But I forgot to introduce myself. I am DJ Abraxia. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful 3 o'clock. Well, nearing 4 o'clock now. And as it nears 4 o'clock even further, we've got just a few tracks left for you today. We've got The Keeper of the Key by Ontario folk Shakespearean troubadour commune group, The Perth County Conspiracy, and then Hope by Surface, and If There's Time, I tried to play it last week, but there wasn't, Good Time Car by the New Tweety Brothers, a random single from 1966. So I hope you enjoy these songs, and I hope you get to hear them all too, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your hour. Alrighty, here we go with Keeper of the Key.
The light and be the music pouring forth in harmony. In harmony, harm can be held at arm's length, said he. The water's pledge, the laser's edge shall bring the strength to make you free. Virtue that you see, said the keeper of the key, 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 said the keeper of the key. Said the keeper of the key, drink the light and be the music pouring forth in harmony. Be glad in your gladness and be sad for all sadness. Be true to the virtue that you see. Said the keeper of the key. Said the keeper of the key. The wise man asks of you and me, what if the keeper gave you the key? Knowing very well, you see, the four of us make up the key. The wise man, the keeper of the key, you and me. The wise man, the keeper of the key, you and me. The wise man, the keeper. You and me.
Hi, this is Remy from